Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to get you ready for the holiday, give you some holiday safety tips. But interestingly, some of the stories today is nearly 1 in 5 of us that take high blood pressure medicine. I don't take it yet, but eventually I will. Apparently are taking medicines that increase our blood pressure. We also have a study coming out of Pfizer showing unvaccinated children, this is out of Pfizer, were 3% more likely to get COVID than vaccinated. Why such a low percentage? We're going to also talk about how a Southwest Airlines passenger, man, he drank, smoked pot, and then sexually assaulted a flight attendant. He has a fine, but the rest of us are going to be dealing with major, major fines and repercussions due to jerks being on planes acting like they are. So we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have some favorites when it comes to health insurance, and I've worked as a physician for years. One of my favorite health insurances has been United. And the reason why is, with United, very easy to access people over the phone if I have a question. My patients seem to get their claims taken care of. And I believe that they are kind of one of the most underutilized health insurance companies out there if you have a choice. So I've asked Dr. Keith Newhausen, board-certified family physician, so she's my sister here, Chief Medical Officer of United Healthcare Individual and Family Plans, to kind of talk about what they're offering during this kind of confusing time of enrollment. Dr. Newhausen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, and I'm really excited to hear that United Healthcare is one of your favorite plans.
It is. They've made life so much easier. And I'm in Nevada, where we're having some issues with Teachers Health Trust, and so it's really nice to have somebody solid and stable throughout all this. And boy, there's been a lot of ups and downs in health insurance. You know, talk to us about what you're seeing.
Yeah. So what I'm seeing is 2022 is a really exciting year. So what I really want your audience to know about our United Healthcare Individual and Family Plans is we're offering a variety of new plans for 2022 that will meet the needs of individuals and families. So, for example, I was just talking with my millennial sister who lives in Maryland last night about the free virtual fitness classes that we'll be offering. And I was also telling my mom how we are offering a number of plans with free primary care and $3 prescriptions. But, of course, the family doctor, the free primary care is exciting, as is the fact that we're offering free preventive care like pap smears, mammograms, colonoscopies, and flu shots on all of our plans.
Love it. And I love that. The virtual, it's like a Peloton, right? Except you don't have to pay that much money. I love that. How does that work?
Well, so it's absolutely free. It is just like the Peloton Cliff classes. And a number of our plans offer anyone who signs up free access to those virtual fitness classes all year.
Wow, wow. So, you know, obviously individual family plans have changed since the Affordable Care Act, some good, some bad, but a big concern my listeners have is the cost, the high deductibles. Has United been able to, you know, as the years have gone by, got those deductibles slowly down?
Absolutely. So we have a variety of plans. Some have very low deductibles, right, for people that need a lot of services, right? Some have higher deductibles for people that want low premiums. But what's really exciting for your audience to know is that government subsidies have increased for 2022. So So that means millions of people are now eligible for health insurance plans with a $0 premium or eligible for lower premiums, which makes getting health insurance on the marketplace even more affordable. But it's really important that people know that open enrollment on the health insurance marketplace is happening now. Another exciting change is the deadline has been extended till January 15th for coverage starting February 1st. However, if people need coverage starting January 1st, they need to sign up by December 15th. But again, this means people have a lot more time to make a choice, see how much subsidy or financial assistance they qualify for, so they can get covered for next year as long as they don't miss this window.
Mm-hmm. And what website do you recommend for the health insurance marketplace? I know there's, we want to make sure that nobody goes to any scamming sites. Where are the sites that you're directing people to?
So I recommend that people go to our website, uhcexchange.com. Again, that's uhcexchange.com. So that will let your audience look at all of the different health plans we offer that are high quality, low cost coverage, and they can enroll in or change coverage during that open enrollment period, which runs until January 15th.
Fantastic. And you mentioned $3 prescriptions. That's killer. I mean, I remember years ago, I think Walmart got it down to $7 prescriptions, but $3. And that's for most, you know, like blood pressure medicines, diabetes, things like that. Not insulin, of course, but very commonly used medications?
Yes, that is a wide range of all of the generic medications, you're right, that we, you know, prescribe for high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, kind of the whole range of generic medications available for $3 on most of our plans at Walgreens.
Gosh, man, I love that. I love that. So in the last minute or so, Dr. Newhouse, can you tell us what else would you want our listeners to know?
Yeah, so again, I just think it's really important that people understand the exchange is also the health insurance marketplace. And again, what's really unique is there are more generous subsidies this year. So millions of people will have these $0 premiums. And again, I encourage everyone to go to our website, uhcexchange.com, to look at the variety of plans and the subsidies that you can qualify for. But again, please sign up by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st, and please sign up by January 15th, the last date for coverage in 2022 starting February 1st.
Okay, that is fantastic. Dr. Newhouse, we really appreciate you and everything your team does. And as a doctor, I appreciate you guys because, man, when patients have good, solid insurance, it really helps my job. Dr. Newhouse, thank you again. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so many of your questions, and keep those questions coming at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of the questions are coming from parents going, do I get the vaccine? Do I have my kid get the vaccine? Do I not? And the data coming out on the vaccine, originally the Pfizer data said 90% effective for kids. I just saw a study today saying it was 100% effective. Let me see where that one came from, where it was 100% effective at keeping Pfizer away from or keeping Pfizer away from, keeping bad COVID away from kids. So the efficacy of the vaccine in kids are fantastic, but what's worrying parents is the myocarditis risk and the menstrual irregularity risk or other sorts of risks. Well, an interesting analysis of the data, and I'm still kind of looking at it myself because, again, it's a, you know, when you read it, in one lens, it looks a little different from reading it in another lens. And one report is saying that of the 1,100 12 to 15-year-olds that got the Pfizer vaccine, okay, they did well, they had efficacy, but 30 of those 1,100 that didn't get the vaccine tested positive for COVID. So their results are 3%, there was like a 3% chance of you getting COVID if you didn't get the vaccine. Now, parents need a little bit, I guess, more, shall we say, convincing if they're going to take the risk of their children getting an additional vaccine. And I, you know, I've been having a lot of trouble answering these questions for you all because anybody who says, oh, I know, they're lying. The most honest thing a doctor could say is, I don't know. I have no idea if there's long-term effects of the vaccine because the vaccine has only been around for a year or two. I got the vaccine and so far so good, but, you know, I can't say. Interestingly, my surgery might be a little bit off, put off because something kind of showed up a little odd in the blood work, and so we're kind of getting it tested. It looks like I bleed easier. It might be a false artifact, but we're checking into that. And so that's why I held off on my booster, because I didn't want to mess up any chance for me to go and get my surgery that I was hoping to do tomorrow. We'll see if it happens. But so I can't say long term it's safe. All I could say is for now it looks safe, but I can't say long term. I also can't say if your child getting COVID is going to affect them long term. I assume that this virus is some weird virus that we know not enough about because it could have been tinkered with in a lab. We still don't have any transparency coming from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, so we know, you know, exactly what happened 2 years ago. And I really think the virus was already in the United States, fall of 2019, which means whatever happened at the end of summer, early fall of 2019 in China. So I can't tell you that if your child gets the virus, they're fine. But when parents see that COVID has a very, very low infectious rate with kids and a much lower death rate, they're not getting convinced to get the vaccine. And I've been asked, you know, by public officials, you know, tell parents to get their kids vaccinated. Tell parents to get their kids vaccinated. I just want to be honest. I'm here for education. I'm here to promote public health, but do it honestly. 712 kids thus far have died of COVID since the pandemic. That's 712 too many. But does that mean that it's enough to mandate, enough to warrant mandates in schools such as in California? Is it enough to for a teenager to take the risk? One source here says that the myocarditis risk is about, shall we say, 3 to 17 per million. With the second dose, 12 to 34 per million. Again, not a lot, but still, that's kind of too much for most parents to tolerate. So, you know, the number one question I've been asked the last few weeks is, should my kid get the vaccine? And I want to apologize that I can't give you guys a straight up answer. All I could say is my kids have been vaccinated and I recommended it to them because I just don't trust China. And I just don't trust where this virus came from. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I had to go with, you know, the information I had now. I got the vaccine, so far so good. When my kids got the vaccine, I told them to lay off the gym, you know, just because I didn't want them sore. And then they go, you know, yeah, Mom, I'm sore. And I wouldn't know if it was myocarditis or not. And then I have to run to the hospital. So I'm like, just to play it safe. Plus, I heard in Europe, they were kind of recommending maybe hold off going to the gym. In America, they say, no, you can still go to the gym. You can still do whatever. But I was like, I just want to make sure I can identify symptoms in my kids. Because my kids, man, when they try to get out of anything, I'm like, can you do the dishes? And they're like, oh, no, I think I have carpal tunnel. I'm like, where the hell did that come from? It's funny, when my son wanted to get out of school, he would say, Mom, I have pain at McBurney's Point. Okay, I'm like, oh my gosh, McBurney's Point, you know, because that's the point where we check, you know, about two thirds of the way between the navel and the hip and the iliac crest, so we could, you know, identify if that's where you possibly have appendicitis. So my kid wanted to say, Mommy, I have a tummy ache. He's like, Mom, I got pain at McBurney's Point. I'm like, well, I'm like, what the hell? So, but if anybody wants me to say Band-Aids for kids are appropriate, oh hell no. No. I not with this data. You know, I believe the vaccine helps. I believe the virus is some evil thing that maybe wasn't concocted from its origin, but has the ability to really mess with humans and their ability to smell and get into their nervous system and even cause myocarditis too. So my advice to all parents is don't let your kids get COVID on purpose. Try to avoid it if you can. So if there's somebody sick in the household, keep the kid away. If you feel comfortable getting the vaccine, get it. But none of these chicken pox parties, I would not recommend that. You know, natural immunity, I keep getting asked from parents and adults, I want natural immunity to this. I want natural immunity to this. I'm telling you right now, we've all been exposed. I mean, if we went to a grocery store, if we went to a pumpkin patch, if we went trick-or-treating, if we've been at school, if we've been at work, we're exposed. If I've been around any of my vaccinated colleagues, I'm sure they've breathed it on me because vaccinated people can spread it. So let's take a step back and relax about trying to get natural immunity because I think it's already out there and we've been exposed. Don't try to get sick on purpose though. As a doctor licensed in multiple states, when I'm hearing, like, I just had a pregnant patient having trouble breathing, unvaccinated for COVID. I don't want any pregnant patient having trouble breathing. I want to make sure they don't get a blood clot, and COVID could cause clots. I want to make sure they don't, you know, miscarry or go into preterm labor. So, you know, if somebody put a gun to my head and I had to choose vaccine or no vaccine, I would choose vaccine. Would I choose mandate? No. No. Can't force it. Parents need to sit down with their pediatrician and their child, look at the pros and cons. But very interesting data coming out of this Pfizer study that there is a 3% higher chance of getting COVID if you weren't vaccinated. So parents are making this decision on Pfizer, and this is Pfizer data. The new results were collected in the 10 months to September, according to the Daily Mail. Pfizer has said that the vaccine is now 100% effective against COVID. I believe them. 12 to 15-year-olds are getting adult dose, the 30 microgram, the two shots. Now, another question I'm getting from parents is, can my kid just get one shot? I'd love to see the studies on that. I would love to see the studies on that. But here's the only thing we have to think about. If kids could get away with one shot, Pfizer might have already tried that in the clinical trial. I know some of you are like, no, because they'll make more money if it's two shots. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. If one shot was enough to mount a proper immunity, I'm sure they would tell us. Because look at how Johnson & Johnson was sold, you know, because people were like, oh, yeah, one shot. But then what happened with Johnson & Johnson? With Johnson & Johnson, a lot of public officials are like, nah, if it's been 2 months, get a second shot. So I can't tell you that Pfizer or Moderna or whoever ends up having pediatric indications, you know, for the shot will allow, you know, one shot to do it. So, yeah. But interesting data. I wish I could help you make the decision better. But like I said, I fear China more than I fear Pfizer. I respect Pfizer. I got the shot. My kids got the shot. But I get it's a tough decision. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA is advising travelers to hit the road early Thanksgiving morning. This after the Auto Club is predicting over 53 million Americans will be traveling for the holiday. Since most are traveling by vehicle, the agency saying the worst traffic on the roads will be Wednesday afternoon and Sunday after 5 p.m. The jurors in the murder trial of father and son Gregory and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan have begun deliberations. They're facing charges over the fatal shooting of Ahmed Aubrey in February of last year. Aubrey's father, Marcus Aubrey Sr., says he's putting his faith in God to get a guilty verdict.
What I seen in that courtroom this morning just really was devastating. But I'm just thanking God that God showed us everything, showed us all the evidence that convicted these men.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Kyle Rittenhouse gives his first interview after being found not guilty.
Kyle Rittenhouse on Fox News responded to candidate Joe Biden falsely calling him a white supremacist.
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement. It's actual malice defaming my character for him to say something like that.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is in Baltimore, Maryland Tuesday, touting a $22 million grant for the East-West Priority Corridor Transit Project.
For it to take longer for someone who lives here in Baltimore to get to work or school than it takes to get here from Capitol Hill if you do have a car shows you what needs to change, and it's part of what is going to change thanks to this very important project.
He says it'll help connect people to opportunities, jobs, and education. This is USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't like drinking on the plane. I don't like taking Ambien on a plane. I don't like taking Benadryl to sleep. I don't like doing any of that because when I would fly, I'd fly with my kids. And I was always thinking to myself, if we ever had to crash or we had to crash in the ocean and we lived to tell about it and I had to get the kids off the plane, last thing I wanted to be is groggy. So when I have the kids, it's a five-hour flight, six-hour flight, however long, I'm like this. I mean, I am like up watching my babies. I don't really like to fall asleep. When I travel on my own, you know, or if I get an upgrade, yeah, it's kind of nice. You know, then maybe I'll kind of relax a little bit and I'll sleep. But I just, you know, years ago, I could swear somebody was next to me touching me on a plane. And so I really, really like to stay awake and just be, you know, aware. Well, since the pandemic and since people were getting grumpy because of mask mandates and getting rowdy and even assaulting passengers and flight attendants, alcohol, I believe, is still paused until January 2022 with American Airlines and Southwest. I have to double check all the airlines' websites for this. But for those of you thinking, you know what, I'll be able to have a drink, sleep, I'm good. Alcohol may not be allowed on the plane. So many of you are thinking, well, this is fine. Excuse me. I'll just go ahead. I'll go to the bar because there's a bar at the airport. I'll get a to-go cup, and I'll drink my alcohol that way, and I'll bring my alcohol on. I don't think you're allowed to do that. I think that's a huge fine. I don't think you're allowed to bring alcohol onto the plane. Now, I read somewhere that it could be a $17,000 fine. Now, if you're like me, if you get something and you don't need it, you save it. So I still have some bottles of Jack Daniels, these little airport bottles. They're so cute. I think I have them just because they're so cute. And they're in my travel bag from like 3 years ago flights. And so if you're like me, where you're like, you know, I'm going to sneak this one, you know, I'm not going to drink it on the plane. You know, they're offering free alcohol, so I'll take the alcohol and I'll take it home and all that. You might want to clear out your bag just in case, because they are starting to get strict. And one thing that's prompting this is, did you hear about this idiot? Southwest Airlines passenger brought his own alcohol onto a flight. He smoked pot in the lavatory, and then he sexually assaulted a flight attendant. Now, the FAA fined him $40,000. I think this guy should have gone to jail for assaulting a flight attendant, so I'm not sure what's happening with that. But the FAA said before the flight landed in San Diego, he went to the bathroom. It's called a lavatory. I'm not sure why. Well, lavar in Spanish means wash, so but I go in there to potty. So I would call it an orinar-a-tory or a defecar. But anyway, they call it a lavatory. And he smokes a pot. And then, I guess, it landed in San Diego. He sexually assaulted the flight attendant, and he has been fined $40,800. Overall, there's been 161,000 fines that the FAA has levied against passengers. There's been 300 reports of passenger disturbances due to alcohol, they say. So the FAA told airport bars to monitor alcohol intake, prevent giving customers to-go cups filled with booze before they boarded their flights because of the skyrocketing cases of quote-unquote unlawful behavior. So, and by the way, you're not allowed to smoke, let alone smoke marijuana. There's no smoking allowed. That's also a huge fine. You could get kicked off the plane. Not sure if they give you a parachute or not. So, flight crew called law enforcement. Passenger was arrested for resisting arrest, public intoxication. I'm not exactly sure how he sexually assaulted the flight attendant, but when she told him to stop drinking, he assaulted her. Now, there was a JetBlue Airlines passenger who was fined $17,000 for drinking booze the airline did not give him. But he also urinated on the lavatory floor, so that would be a uratory. They really shouldn't call it a lavatory anymore. He verbally abused flight crew. He refused to wear a face mask. This was on a flight from New York City to Ecuador. So the FAA fined this guy $17,000. Then another person got fined $16,000. It was a Delta passenger from San Francisco to Georgia, was told on two occasions she could not drink her own mini bottles of alcohol, but proceeded to finish the bottle in front of the flight attendant. She pulled her mask down, demanded the flight attendant's filmer, I guess. Excuse me. Flight was diverted to Las Vegas. She was met with law enforcement. So I'm serious, people. Check your bag. Because if you have alcohol from other flights, you could get busted for bringing that onto a plane. So, you know, these unruly passengers, these incidences, this is a bigger symptom of something else. And, you know, I told you guys this. The flight attendants, bless their hearts, the pilots, those people working in these fields, you don't know how they feel about these mandates. You know, they're employees. They're doing a job. They have a family to feed. I am pretty sure that the average person out there is thinking, okay, I know it's ridiculous. I know you're having trouble breathing on the plane. I understand the mask isn't doing much. I get you. But they can't say that. They have to say, look, this is what Biden wants. This is what the FAA wants. You have to wear the mask. And so when I was up in a plane, I noticed your partial pressure oxygen drops. I noticed I was having trouble breathing. And so I kept ordering something to drink. So, because the only time you're allowed to have the mask off is to drink something. And I was having trouble breathing. And it was a 5.5 hour flight. So I think the FAA got wind of that people, because they're so uncomfortable with the mask, is saying, oh yeah, I'll have another drink. And if you ask the average person, they'll pay an extra $100 just to not have to have that mask on. And I know some of you are like, what idiots? The mask protects other people. The mask, here's the thing. You know, these masks, I wore them every day with patients, but I changed it out each time. And when I changed it out, I was able to breathe. People need breaks to breathe. So if you're sitting for 5-6 hours compressed, you know, this is only going to, you know, once you breathe on it and your respirations are wet, you really decrease its efficacy, which is why you got to change this out all the time, which is why you need to use an N95 respirator. So, you know, I'm saying people who abuse alcohol and abuse flight attendants, it's on them. They should be, you know, fined, whatever. But I don't think we would be in this position if we didn't have these stupid mandates. You know, going on a plane during Thanksgiving season, during Christmas season, always put you at risk for colds and coughs. And so, you know, I think a lot of people out there that don't want to get sick will get their flu shot, will get their COVID booster, and will wear a mask. But for those people that don't want to, I would almost rather they be prevented from flying if they're sick than prevented from flying because they aren't putting something on their face. I just think there's a better way to do this. And flight attendants, there should be no reason they're being assaulted and they're in the middle of it. They're not police. Flight attendants have had to turn into law enforcement all of a sudden. Just like these young teenagers. These 110-pound teenagers are being asked to approach 6'5", 250-pound men about a mask or showing proof of their vaccination. We have got, if you want enforcement, then every flight should have a cop on there. But you cannot ask flight attendants who are already overworked to take this on. They're getting assaulted. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Peter D. Wrote, if you have been vaccinated but then exposed to a family member who has COVID, can that be a booster? Now, that's actually a very interesting question. That, okay, so we doctors, right, you know, we're in the medical field, so we are exposed to things all the time. And one of the reasons why we don't seem to get as ill as often with these colds and things like that is because our immunity is always primed. I mean, we're exposed to so much. We can still get tuberculosis. We could still get HIV. We could still get COVID. Doctors have, and doctors have died. Nurses have too. But we just seem to be able to stave things off. Now, mind you, I still wore a mask, but it shows that I could still get something even through the mask. So, if you, let's say, are around other people, you have had the shot, you have antibodies, but they're starting to wane, and you are ready for a booster. If you are exposed to actual COVID, can that act or replace a booster? So yes and no. And I know you guys hate that, but look, I'm honest. I would be the worst doctor in the world if I said, oh, hell yeah, or oh, hell no. I don't do that. I'm going to be honest. Your immunity is based on the amount of viral load, the amount of your exposure, and then the way your body responds to it. So if your body gets the flu, you get sick with the flu, you make some antibodies to that, but the antibodies don't last, or you don't make enough antibodies, it goes away. Some of us have had mild COVID, we got our antibodies tested, and we're like, wait a second, no antibodies. So that's on us. We were exposed to it, but our antibodies didn't do much. The vaccines are artificial immunity. Natural immunity is you getting exposed. Artificial immunity means it's artificial. A lot of people don't like that term, going, you're trying to make it sound like it's fake. No, it's artificial immunity. That's what it is in the textbooks. But with artificial immunity, it is manipulated as such, so that if you get that injection of the mRNA, let's say your Pfizer or Moderna shot, or the DNA from the Johnson & Johnson, and your body makes those spike proteins like you're supposed to, like it tells it to, you now have, supposedly, tons of spike proteins in your body. Now, I can't quantitate it. There's a lot of variables in it. But Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson tested that with a 30 microgram dose, you're going to make enough spike proteins to build an immune response and have an ample immunity. So it's been more tested, a little bit more controlled. You walking by somebody at a grocery store that has COVID, yeah, you might get exposed to COVID, but I don't know how many of the spike proteins you're going to be exposed to. So to answer Peter's question, if you took care of a family member with COVID and you were exposed and you had the vaccine, I can't say for sure you got enough virus in your body to count as a booster. And the other thing to also keep in mind is, in order for you to make the amount of spike proteins that the vaccine gives you, and again, I'm not saying this to be, you know, I mean, I'm a fan of the vaccine, but I'm not saying this to promote vaccine. I'm just being honest about the science, okay? That is designed to make tons of spike proteins so that you turn around and develop an immune response. If you got the shot, and if you're technically have some immunity to the virus, that virus, in order to have tons of spike proteins, the virus has to get into your body. It has to be able to manufacture more viruses, because that's how a virus infects your body. It takes over a cell, then it tells the cell to make more virus, cell lyses, breaks. Now you have all these viruses attaching to new cells. So if you have a really good immune system, and here is Mr. COVID virus coming in, and the antibodies are like, not here, bounce, then you're, yeah, you were exposed to COVID, but your immunity might have blocked it from being able to expose you to more spike proteins. Does that make sense? That being said, I do believe your immune system keeps getting primed. Now, interestingly, there was a study, and this study is being being written about in Science Tech Daily, where exposure to harmless coronaviruses will boost your immunity, which is makes sense because we've even seen studies that said, look, if you had COVID and you had the shot, you're going to be a lot more protected. So they say infections with the novel coronavirus and vaccination lead to strong antibody responses against SARS-CoV-2. Immune responses to other human coronaviruses, which mostly only cause harmless colds, can also provide some protection. Now, what makes this study very interestingly is when I thought I got mild COVID for one day, a lot of people thought they had mild COVID, when they went and donated blood and looked for antibodies, the antibodies didn't pick it up. Or the antibodies weren't picked up, meaning there weren't enough antibodies. But this study out of Zurich said, no, you can still produce antibody responses. So they say the population's immunity to COVID, achieved either through infection or vaccination, is crucial. A team of researchers led by the University of Zurich has now discovered another component that contributes to our immunity, previous antibody responses to other harmless coronaviruses. People who have had strong immune responses to other human coronaviruses also have some protection against SARS. So the researchers used a specially developed assay to analyze antibody levels against four other human coronaviruses. COVID-19 is just one of them. And this was in 825 serum samples taken before SARS had emerged, the COVID-19 had emerged. They also examined 389 samples from donors infected with COVID. Combining these analyses with computer-based models, they were able to predict how well the antibodies would bind and neutralize invading viruses. So the type of immune response is cross-reactivity, where you have... It occurs with T-cell responses, and they say that the cross-reactivity may provide that extra, shall we say booster immunity. So the researchers were able to demonstrate that people who COVID had lower levels of antibodies against coronaviruses that cause common colds. People with high levels of antibodies against the harmless coronaviruses were less likely to have been hospitalized against catching SARS-CoV-2. So what they're explaining is even non-COVID coronaviruses helped boost your immunity. So whether you get exposed to COVID, whether you get exposed to non-COVID, this cross-reactivity allegedly can boost your immunity. And I know this kind of sounds a little confusing, but our antibodies need things that look like the virus. It could be a regular coronavirus. It could be the wild type, which is what we're vaccinated for. It could be the new variant. Again, I'm not recommending getting infected with this. We do not want anybody to get actual COVID because it, who knows what it could do to you or long term. But if you have been exposed, there is a positive to that. There's a silver lining. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.